In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Earlier this week, a changing of the guard at one of America's most successful corporations and brands, Nike. 77-year-old Phil Knight is stepping down as chairman of the company, and he wants his longtime right-hand man, current Nike CEO Mark Parker, to take over. You could argue it's a good time to step aside. Nike's last earning report had its revenue topping $30 billion. So can Knight's successors keep the good times rolling? From our bureau in Portland, Oregon, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Over half a century, Nike has outrun many of its rivals, formerly globe-dominating sportswear companies like Adidas. Paul Swangard at the University of Oregon says Phil Knight has baked his personal business ethos into the company he's passing on.
The idea of always pursuing innovation and always pursuing that extra edge that would provide an athlete the ability to perform at his or her best.
Of course, Nike's sophisticated global supply chain helps, with high-priced designers and marketing types here and low-cost contract shoemaking workers overseas. Sports business professor Patrick Risch at Washington University says it's not innovation so much as marketing their athletes that's pushed Nike to the front of the pack. As in Spike Lee talking to Michael Jordan.
Yo, Mike, what makes you the best player in the universe? Is it the vicious dunks?
No, Mars.
Is it the hair?
Look at the Michael Jordan and the Tiger Woods effects. Makes it very difficult for other competitors. They have that first mover advantage.
Though, says women's marketing expert Mary Lou Quinlan, Nike's competitors are being smart too.
Under Armour is the one that I'd be worried about if I were Nike, because they seem to have struck that strong woman place with their unique choice of celebrities. It's like Misty Copeland, you know, the new principal dancer of the American Ballet Theater.
But Quinlan says Nike's been smart marketing to women too.
Even if we are wearing it to run to the office, you know, yoga pants are pants and sneakers are fashion.
Paul Swangard at the University of Oregon says Phil Knight was merely good as a runner in college, but he's been a top-notch competitor in business. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.